It's time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here's your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us. Today we have a special ministry spotlight edition. I'm happy to have someone that has a heart for truth. Lots of free teachings on the website. I'm happy to introduce Steve from TorahFamily.org. Hey, Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
So, Steve, to start out, some people listening may say, you know, Torah Family, you know, what's that about? And then maybe even, like, what is Torah?
Yeah, Torah is basically the Hebrew word for law, and the word actually means instruction. So it's, you know, God's instructions for us. And so when I say Torah family, it's like, you know, it's our focus on family trying to walk in the Torah, God's instructions as given to us. And so that's the theme of our website, is trying to encourage the family to walk together in the ways of God.
Well, Steve, what would you say to someone that's listening that may be thinking, you know, wait a second, the law, isn't that, that's kind of the Old Testament, you know, isn't that done away? Do you know what I mean? Do you ever hear those questions?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny because, you know, I used to be a youth pastor. I used to be a pastor. I used to be a traveling evangelist. And I said the same thing for many a years. But as you dig and you start studying, you start seeing things that, you know, maybe not match up with the things we've been brought up to believe. And we have many teachings on our site that, you know, that will help people understand that, you know, what you may have been taught about the law being done away with, you know, it may not be the case. But we encourage people to, you know, don't just trust somebody, anybody, your pastor or a teacher here and there, me. We are to study the Word of God for ourselves. And that's what we encourage people to do. So we encourage, you know, if this is the first time you're hearing about the law, or maybe you've heard about it and you say, ah, that's baloney, please consider it. Look at some of the teachings we have, the lost sheep teaching we have. Another teaching we have is nailed to the cross, explaining why Yeshua was nailed to the cross and what did he do when that happened. So there's lots of things and lots of questions and legitimate questions and things that I had and that I do my best to help answer people to let them see that, look, the whole Word of God is still true today, just as it was back then.
Amen. The Word of God is powerful, it's living, and it's for us. And hey, Steve, what are some of the teachings or topics that you've kind of had on your heart, had in your mind these days that you'd like to mention?
You're always going to have people who say the law is done away with, and I'm fine with that. Let's all work together. But what are some things that Yeshua had said that we can all agree on? Well, Yeshua said, hey, you know, the greatest two commandments is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And how do we do that? Well, you can't love your neighbor as yourself if you don't forgive them. And a teaching that we had just recently put out is called, you know, The Need for Forgiveness. And it boils it down how we have to forgive others. We have to forgive. If we don't forgive someone, man, we're putting ourselves in jeopardy. Yeshua says, you know, if you don't forgive, how can you expect your Heavenly Father to forgive you? And so we break that teaching down. We cut into lots of scenarios of how it should apply to our life. And I'm really excited about that teaching, and because it hits all of us. You know, please, at least work on the forgiveness element that we have to do for one another. I think that's something that applies to all of us.
Absolutely. And folks, I'd encourage you to take a look at TorahFamily.org. Steve does a great daily devotional, lots of free teachings about how to live, about prophecy. Hey, Steve, I really appreciate you being with me here on the show.
Oh, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
All righty. Well, folks, thanks for listening. And if you love studying the scriptures with people that have a passion for truth, then please contact us through our website, truthrestoration.com. We have guests like Steve and others to join us for our free Bible study conference calls. We'd love to have you join us, truthrestoration.com. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.